This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's 11 trivia questions on famous sitcom weddings for Patreon subscriber and pal Lauren Cooper. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show and watching it on YouTube. That is a new feature as of the second week of January 2020. You can go to youtube.com/triviawithbuds and watch new episodes every day, just like you listen to them with your podcast app. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a lot of cool stuff behind me. I got a lot of my collectible stuff and stuff I give away for trivia night. So I'm going to hold this up. This is my Stranger Things lunchbox. Check this out. You could hear it if you can't see it. And it's got the whole cast there, very retro. It's red and white. And I used to carry my pens and answer sheets in this lunchbox for trivia, but then it got banged up. So now I just keep it in the garage. But every time I bust it out at a trivia night, somebody's like, is that a prize? How do I win that? Where'd you get that? And I think we got it at Target on clearance. They always have a ton of Stranger Things stuff after each new season premieres, like probably 3 months later. They always are trying to get rid of the surplus of Stranger Things memorabilia, from shirts to towels to blankets to hats and collectibles like that lunchbox. So be on the lookout for that. I also got the Stranger Things season 1 and 2 DVD, I think they're Blu-ray sets, and but they look like VHS tapes. So I haven't opened them. I think they're very cool. And I think I got both of them. They were $5 each, like the year after they came out, because they have so many of them. So whenever season 4 comes out, I'll probably get season 3 on Blu-ray just to have those, because I think they look very neat in the VHS boxes. Today's episode is about sitcom weddings. Lauren Cooper asked me to do this a long time ago, maybe 9 months ago on Patreon, and I'm finally getting to it now. So Lauren, I hope you have fun playing along with today's episode. Friends. We had a big Friends trivia night this past Saturday. 110 players at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. That was that's a big sitcom wedding show. Bunch of weddings on there. Ross, especially, I think, had 3 weddings. But it was a huge turnout, and it was so popular, and so many people asked for more tickets. We are doing another one on Leap Day, February 29th. Last Name Brewing. Tickets are on the banner at the top at triviawithbuds.com. If you missed out on the first show, or you know somebody that did, or you want to play again, come play again. It'll be totally different rounds, different worksheets, different bonus stuff, and the same amount of fun. I think we're going to have 110 people again, so we'll see what happens. And I'm also doing Friends trivia on March 7th if you're in the Pasadena area at a place called Ogopogo Brewing. That's Saturday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Come play some trivia at one of my other favorite breweries in the land, Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. And if you're watching this video live and you happen to be in the Apple Valley, California area, tomorrow night I'm doing 90s trivia, and it will be all about that decade. So we got some very radical prizes. I could actually show you what's one I'm giving away tomorrow. Oh, you can see it right here. Radioactive Man from Simpsons right behind me. That's a Funko that will be given away for 90s trivia at Off the Grid Brewing, otgbrewing.com. Check them out in Apple Valley, California, way up in the desert. All right, that is it for the intro. We're going to jump in to the meat of the episode, which is 11 questions on sitcom weddings for Lauren Cooper. Here we go. All right, sitcom wedding trivia. Let's see how you do with these 11 questions on some famous shows. Number one, who does Barney marry briefly on How I Met Your Mother? Question number one, who does Barney marry briefly on How I Met Your Mother? Number one. Question number two, what kind of outfit is Joey wearing when he marries Chandler and Monica on Friends? Number two, what kind of outfit is Joey wearing when he marries Chandler and Monica on Friends? Question number three, where do Jim and Pam get married on The Office? Looking for the geographical location, not the exact spot, but the general area where they get married. Number three, where do Jim and Pam get married on The Office? Question number four, what did Aunt Becky's new last name become when she married Uncle Jesse on Full House? Number four, what did Aunt Becky's new last name become on Full House? Number four. Question number five, what type of operation is Turk performing the day of his wedding on Scrubs? Number five, what type of operation is Turk performing the day of his wedding on the sitcom Scrubs? Question number six, on the pilot episode of The Brady Bunch, the boy's dog chases the girl's cat. Name either of those pets' names. Number six, in the pilot episode of The Brady Bunch, the boys have a dog that chases the girl's cat. Name either of the dog or the cat names. Number six. Number seven, Robin Williams married Pam Dauber on a 1981 episode of what sitcom? Number seven, Robin Williams married Pam Dauber on a 1981 episode of what sitcom? Number seven. Question number eight, what Happy Days spinoff stemmed from the couple getting married on a finale of the show? Number eight, what Happy Days spinoff stemmed from a couple getting married on a finale of the show? Number eight. Question number nine, on the pilot of Cheers, which character is shortly engaged to be married? Number nine, on the pilot of the sitcom Cheers, which character is shortly engaged to be married? Number nine. And number 10, in what city do Zach and Kelly get married on Saved by the Bell? Number 10, in what city do Zach and Kelly get married on Saved by the Bell? Your bonus 2-point question, I don't know why you would know this, but maybe you could figure it out. For 2 points, I appeared on a 2-part wedding episode of what sitcom in 2013, and what couple got married on that sitcom? I have mentioned this on the show before, and you might be able to figure it out from the year 2013. For 2 points, I appeared on a 2-part wedding episode of what sitcom in 2013, and what couple got married? Those are all your questions for sitcom weddings on today's quiz. We'll be right back in just a sound effect with the answers. We are back with the answers to sitcom weddings. I hope this episode made you want to go get hitched right away. Let's see how you did. Number one, who does Barney marry briefly on How I Met Your Mother? That is the character of Robin. And if you watch the whole series, you know that it doesn't last too long. Barney and Robin. And side note, the bonus question is about a show I was on, but this one, this season or the season before this, maybe two seasons, I was on an episode called Ring Up where Barney proposes to Robin. So I got to be a roller skating hipster. And if you search trivia, if you search Ryan Budd's How I Met Your Mother, you can probably find the clip of it that I posted, or you could find a blog that I wrote about how I got to be on that show when I first moved to LA. Number two, what kind of outfit is Joey wearing when he marries Chandler and Monica on Friends? This might be a good question for my rebuttal Friends Trivia Night on the 29th. It is a military or army outfit. He is filming a World War II movie with Gary Oldman, who spits a lot. Number three, where do Jim and Pam get married on The Office? I was looking for the general location of Niagara Falls. I think they get married on a boat, but Niagara Falls. Number four, what did Aunt Becky's new last name become when she married Uncle Jesse on Full House? Katsopolis. Katsopolis, the Greek name from Uncle Jesse, and now Becky Katsopolis. Number four. Number five, what type of operation is Turk performing the day of his wedding to Carla on Scrubs? An appendectomy. Appendectomy. Number five. Number six, on the pilot episode of The Brady Bunch, the boy's dog chases the girl's cat. Name either of the pet's names. The dog's name is Tiger, and the cat's name is Fluffy. Tiger or Fluffy. Also, quick call back to the Scrubs Turk question. I had shared with you guys that I got my wife for Valentine's Day all four of the Scrubs Funkos, and she loved them. They're on display right next to our TV in our living room. She got JD, she got Turk, she got Dr. Cox, and she got Elliot. So she was very surprised about that. Number seven, Robin Williams married Pam Dauber on a 1981 episode of what sitcom? Mork and Mindy. That was the alien show, alien sitcom, which is also a spinoff of Happy Days, which is a different spinoff than our next question. Number eight, what Happy Days spinoff stemmed from the couple getting married appeared on a finale of the show that was called Joni Loves Chachi with Scott Baio. Joni Loves Chachi. Number 9, on the pilot of Cheers, which character is shortly engaged to be married? That's Diane on the first episode, played by Shelley Long. And number 10, in what city do Zach and Kelly get married on Saved by the Bell? Las Vegas. Number 10, Las Vegas. Whenever my wife and mother-in-law and I watch Hulu, for whatever reason, whatever we're done watching an episode, if we let it play through and there's no new episode of that show we're watching, it will put on the Saved by the Bell Las Vegas special. It's very bizarre. And it's just like, hey, if you're done watching Blue Bloods or whatever they watch, you'll love Saved by the Bell Vegas style, which is hilarious. But we always rush to turn it off, or I rush to keep it on, but they always want to turn it off. Number 11, for 2 points, I appeared on a two-part wedding episode of what sitcom in 2013, and what couple got married? That was Parks and Rec. And the couple was Ben and Leslie. It's a two-part episode that starts off with a fundraiser of some kind. And there's so many people there. And they're like, hey, all our friends and family are here. Why don't we just do our wedding now? And then the whole second half is their wedding. So it's a pretty cool episode. And I randomly got to be an extra on it because I know Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry on the show. And that's actually a story I'm going to tell in my upcoming book that doesn't have a title yet. But I have the longer version of that story. And the whole story is about Jim O'Hare in general, who's a great actor and friend from the Chicago area. And that is everything for today's quiz. I hope you had fun with sitcom weddings. Lauren, sorry it took so long to do that episode, but I hope you had fun playing along. We have one more question for you from Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. It's the question of the day. What product used the slogan, "Don't be a pale face," on its packaging? What product used the slogan, "Don't be a pale face," on its packaging? If you know the answer, tweet it to me at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Evel Knievel broke 400 bones in his body. And your trivia team name of today is Bella Swan Song. That is combining the phrase Swan Song with Bella Swan from Twilight. Bella Swan Song. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And remember, if you leave an iTunes review, email me so I know to send you cool stuff in the mail. Maybe stuff like this stuff behind me on my YouTube show. Go watch it. YouTube.com/trivia with buds. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And cheers.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Why Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Why Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at whycampidaho.org.